Welcome back, everybody, for another deep dive. This time, we're really getting into it with the AI revolution.
Yeah.
We've got research articles, expert opinions, all sorts of stuff that's going to make you look at technology in a whole new light. And
absolutely.
We're going to be talking today about how AI is changing.
Yeah.
Not just what we do, but also how we think.
For sure. And we have some really fascinating material to dive into today.
I think so, too. And, you know, I was thinking about this the other day.
Okay.
Have you ever considered that maybe technology isn't just a tool?
Right.
What if it actually shapes our entire understanding of the world?
Well, you've hit upon a really key concept there, and that's exactly what the philosopher Martin Heidegger argued with his concept of inframing.
Inframing?
Yeah. He believed that technology isn't passive.
Yeah.
It actively frames how we perceive and interact with reality.
So you're saying it's not like we're just using a hammer to build something. The very existence of the hammer changes our approach to building.
Exactly. Even something as simple as a hammer alters our perception of what's possible and how we go about achieving it. But
now,
here's where things get even more interesting with AI. Now, we're talking about technology that's not just shaping our actions, but potentially rewiring our thought processes on a fundamental level.
Okay, so that's a little unsettling, isn't it?
Yeah, I can see why you'd say that.
What are the implications of AI influencing how we think?
Right.
Does that diminish our capacity for independent thought?
That's a really valid concern, and it's something a lot of people are thinking about.
Yeah.
AI systems are designed for efficiency, and they often reduce complex human experiences to data points.
Like how so?
Well, think about the algorithms that curate our news feeds
or
recommend products to us. They're constantly analyzing our behavior and nudging us in specific directions.
Yeah, and it does feel like we're being led in a way.
It's almost as if we're living in this digital panopticon.
A panopticon.
Yeah, this concept of constant observation and analysis.
Oh, wow. I've definitely felt that sense of being watched online.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me wonder, you know, what aspects of human intelligence get lost when we're constantly being filtered and analyzed by AI?
That's a great question. You know, what about creativity and intuition? Even those gut feelings that sometimes lead us to brilliant solutions.
Right.
Can AI truly account for those less quantifiable aspects of human intelligence?
Are there any examples of that?
Yeah, actually there are, and we're going to explore that further as we go on, but I think it's a really important question to consider.
Yeah, could there be unintended consequences to prioritizing efficiency over these other essential aspects of how we think?
Absolutely, and one area where this tension is particularly evident is healthcare.
Oh.
You know, while AI-powered diagnostic tools can be incredibly accurate, what happens when a patient's case falls outside the parameters that the AI was trained on?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
What are the potential downsides or limitations of just relying solely on AI for medical diagnoses?
That's a big question.
Could over-reliance on AI lead to missed diagnoses?
Potentially,
Or a diminished role for the human doctor's intuition and experience?
Those are precisely the kinds of questions we need to be asking. You know, the potential for AI to revolutionize healthcare is undeniable.
Right.
But it's crucial to consider the potential downsides.
For sure.
And ensure that AI is used to enhance, not replace, the essential role of human judgment and care.
It sounds like finding that balance is going to be really important.
It is a delicate balance.
And healthcare is just one example.
Right.
What about the impact on other areas of our lives?
Exactly.
It seems like no aspect of human existence will remain untouched by the AI revolution.
You're absolutely right. And that leads us perfectly into our next topic, which is the workplace. And, you know, this is a topic that understandably generates a lot of anxiety for people.
I think, imagine.
Yeah. Are we headed toward a future where human input is merely data for algorithms?
I've seen countless headlines about robots taking our jobs.
Right.
And it's not just manual labor anymore.
No.
AI is impacting white-collar jobs, too.
Absolutely.
It's hard not to feel at least a little apprehensive about what this all means
for
the average worker.
The anxieties are definitely valid, and one of the articles we examine argues that AI is essentially transforming human labor into data. It's not just about robots replacing factory workers. It's about algorithms analyzing worker performance, optimizing workflows, and even predicting which employees might be a flight risk.
Meaning likely to leave the company.
Exactly.
So it's not just our online activity being tracked and analyzed.
Right.
Our every move in the workplace is also becoming data.
It seems that way, yeah.
That raises concerns about worker autonomy and privacy.
For sure.
What are the ethical considerations of such pervasive monitoring in the workplace?
Well, that's a really important question and one that I think we need to consider very carefully as we move forward with these technologies. Yeah, it's a tough one. Where do we draw the line, you know, between utilizing data to improve efficiency and respecting the privacy and the autonomy of individual workers? That's a conversation that's just beginning.
It seems like a slippery slope.
Yeah.
You know, once we start down that path of constant monitoring and data collection, where does it end?
It's a good question, yeah.
What about the impact on worker morale and job satisfaction?
Yeah.
You know, does being constantly analyzed and optimized create a more stressful and less fulfilling work environment?
It's a crucial question. And, you know, some argue that this kind of hyper-efficiency comes at a cost. You know, workers may become disengaged or feel devalued if their every move is scrutinized and dictated by algorithms. The article highlights examples like ride-sharing platforms where drivers are constantly monitored and rated, creating a sense of pressure and anxiety.
It's interesting you bring up ride-sharing because it is such a visible example of this trend. I've talked to drivers who feel like they're at the mercy of the algorithm, you know, constantly chasing ratings and bonuses while having very little control over their working conditions.
Exactly. And this trend extends beyond gig work, too. The article also examines how factories are becoming increasingly data-driven sensors track every aspect of production.
Wow.
From machine output to worker movements, all in the name of optimizing efficiency.
It raises concerns about worker agency.
Absolutely.
And whether we're heading toward a future where human input is merely a data point in a vast automated system.
That's a powerful image and one that I think really captures the anxieties that a lot of people feel about the future of work in the age of AI.
For sure.
We can't ignore these concerns. We need to have these open and honest discussions about the implications of AI on the workplace and find ways to ensure that technology enhances human potential rather than diminishes it.
So we've talked about AI's impact on how we think and how we work.
Right.
What about the impact on how we experience the world around us?
This is another area where I think in-framing really comes into play.
Okay.
AI-powered interfaces are increasingly shaping our perception of reality.
Okay.
Often in very subtle but profound ways.
Okay.
Think about virtual assistants like Siri or Alexa.
Uh-huh.
They're designed to be helpful and efficient.
Right.
But they also present a very specific curated view of the world.
I see what you mean. When I ask Siri for directions, it always gives me the fastest route.
Right.
Even if that means missing out on some interesting sights along the way.
Exactly.
It's like the algorithm is prioritizing efficiency over serendipity.
Precisely. And it goes beyond navigation, too. Think about how social media algorithms curate our news feeds.
Okay.
Showing us content that aligns with our existing preferences and beliefs. Right. It can create this echo chamber effect.
Yeah.
You know, limiting our exposure to diverse perspectives and potentially reinforcing biases.
It's like we're all living in a world of personalized filters where everyone is getting a slightly different version of reality.
That's a great way to put it. And this personalized filtering can have broader consequences, too.
Like what?
One article argued that this homogenization of experience driven by AI could actually lead to a decline in cultural diversity.
Wow.
Critical thinking and even empathy.
That's a sobering thought.
Yeah, it is.
Is there a way to harness the power of AI without sacrificing the richness and diversity?
It's a tough question.
Human experience.
It's a challenging but essential question.
Hmm.
You know, we need to be mindful of how AI shapes our perceptions and make conscious choices about the information that we consume and the experiences that we seek out.
This all connects back to that concept of the panopticon that we were talking about earlier.
Right.
It seems like the more we rely on AI, the more we're subject to surveillance and control, not just in the physical world, but also in the digital realm.
It's a valid concern.
Right.
One article we looked at actually paints a rather chilling picture of how this AI-powered panopticon is already taking shape, particularly in the realm of smart cities.
We touched on this a little bit earlier,
yeah,
but I think it's worth exploring a little further.
Absolutely.
What are the implications of living in a city
right
where every move is tracked and analyzed by AI?
So imagine a city where you've got traffic cameras, facial recognition software sensors, monitoring every aspect of urban life. And all of this data is fed into AI systems that can track movement, predict behavior, and even identify individuals in real time.
That sounds like something out of a science fiction dystopia.
Yeah, it does a bit, doesn't it?
But it's happening right now.
It is. And it's not just about security or traffic management either.
Okay.
This data can be used to personalize services, optimize resource allocation, and even influence citizen behavior.
So there are some potential benefits there.
The potential benefits are undeniable, but so are the risks to privacy and individual autonomy.
It seems like a slippery slope. How do we ensure that these technologies are used responsibly and ethically?
That's the challenge. We need to establish some really clear guidelines and regulations to protect privacy and ensure that AI is used to enhance, not erode, human freedom and well-being.
This conversation about smart cities brings us back to, I think, that fundamental tension between convenience and control.
Exactly. We're constantly being offered these new technologies that promise to make our lives easier and more efficient.
Right.
But often these conveniences come at the cost of surrendering personal data
and
allowing algorithms to make decisions for us.
So we're trading a little bit of control.
It seems that way.
For a lot of convenience.
Uh-huh.
But where does that lead us in the long run? Are we sacrificing something essential about what it means to be human in the process?
That's a profound question, and it's one that I think each of us needs to grapple with as we navigate this increasingly AI-driven world.
Right.
We need to be aware of the trade-offs that we're making and be intentional about the kind of future that we want to create with these powerful technologies.
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
And it's clear that the conversation about AI and its impact on society is only just beginning.
Absolutely. We've only scratched the surface in this deep dive, but hopefully it's giving you a framework for understanding some of the key issues.
Yeah.
And sparked some critical thinking about the role of AI in our lives.
It certainly has for me.
Mm.
And I think our listeners will appreciate the thought-provoking insights.
Well, thank you.
That you've shared.
It's been my pleasure.
Yeah. It feels like we're really at a crossroads here.
Yeah.
You know?
I think so too.
AI offers incredible possibilities.
Uh-huh.
But we need to be mindful of the potential downsides.
Right.
And make sure that it's used ethically and responsibly.
I agree completely. And you know that responsibility rests
okay.
not just with developers and policymakers, but with each of us as individuals. We need to be informed consumers of technology.
So it's not about rejecting AI outright.
No, not at all.
It's about being aware of its influence.
Exactly.
And using it in ways that align with our values.
Absolutely. It's about finding that balance between harnessing the power of AI for good while also safeguarding those things that make us uniquely human, our creativity, our empathy, our freedom of thought and action.
It's a tall order, but it's a conversation we need to be having now.
I agree.
Before these technologies become so ingrained in our lives that we lose the ability to shape their development.
I couldn't agree more. And you know, one of the most important things we can do is to stay engaged and informed, continue to explore these issues, question assumptions, challenge the status quo.
That's what these deep dives are all about.
It is, isn't it?
Encouraging critical thinking and thoughtful engagement with the most pressing issues of our time.
Precisely. And the AI revolution is certainly one of the most defining issues of our era.
Right.
It's going to continue to transform our world in ways that we can't even fully imagine yet.
It's both exciting and a little daunting.
It is.
To know that we're living through a period of such profound technological change.
It really is. But it's also an incredible opportunity, I think, to shape the future that we want to see, to harness the power of AI, to solve some of humanity's most pressing challenges while preserving the values that make us human.
So to wrap things up, what's one key takeaway
that
you would like our listeners to remember from this deep dive?
I think the most important thing to remember is that the future of AI is not predetermined.
Okay.
It's being shaped right now by the choices that we make, both individually and collectively. We need to be active participants in this conversation, not passive observers.
Well said, and I hope our listeners will take that message to heart.
Mm.
Continue to explore these issues, ask critical questions,
and
engage in meaningful dialogue about the future we want to create with AI.
Absolutely.
Because as we've seen in this deep dive, the stakes are incredibly high.
They are indeed. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Of course. It's been a pleasure having you.
It's been a fascinating conversation.
It has been. And to all of our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone.
Until next time, keep those brains engaged and those questions coming.